House Bill 1169 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1169, having had its second reading, is for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. Wow, we've had some great debate here today. I almost feel guilty bringing a non-education bill. It's been a great debate this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House, and I commend you all for the amount of intensity we've had and for the support we've had for issues. But like I said, this is probably a welcome change, I guess, after three bills in a row having to do with funding education. This is a short bill having to do with the destruction of certain field crop plants, animals, organisms. What it does is, over the past year especially, opponents to agricultural biotechnology have resorted to the destruction of private farmlands and field trials conducted by state universities and colleges, as well as private research companies. And they do this as a means of protesting the technology. These are unlawful actions, and they have endangered the safety of our farmers and researchers and caused millions of dollars in damage, and have also impaired the advancement of this important technology. You know, years ago when I was a youngster, I remember when the fur industry was alive and well in this state and across the nation, and the fur industry has saw similar acts of terrorism and destruction over the years. This is somewhat similar. At that time, a lot of terrorist groups had formed and had targeted people in the fur industry. Similarly now, different terrorist groups against advances in plant production, animal production, have also formed groups. And last week, I put a handout on everybody's desk. And what it did is it listed the names of some of these groups, their self-named names, and said where the acts were at, when they happened, and what some of the damage was. It's just amazing to me some of the things that they would do. I will also like to tell you that South Dakota State University, which does research both in the animal side of things, using organisms, and also in the plant production, is on the hit list of many of these groups and is in danger of being targeted, as well as many of the independent companies that do research in the state of South Dakota. That's the reason why I bring this legislation to you today. I will point out in the committee side, we had an amendment to the bill, and that amendment was brought by SDSU's research department and also the Department of Ag. And SDSU wanted us to extend we just had it originally written covering crops. We also included animals and organisms. And the Department of Ag said, what if, a reasonable act needs to be where trespassing needs to be done, to contain a fire or something. And so we wrote that, and we wanted to keep those types of act protected against the liability of this act. Also with that, there's some concern addressed to me that in our title we listed it as a penalty. Well, really this is a civil action, and civil has civil remedies versus penalties. So I would like to offer that as a change, and also to make it sound a little better, to just the reading of it, so that people realize that this is acts done against just those doing product development. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I have an amendment at the desk.
I have two amendments at the desk.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, if I could, this would be Amendment 1169BB.
Has it been distributed?
Yes, it has.
Is there a second? Comments on 1169BB.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just very briefly, it inserts a comma to make it read better, a little easier. And the other part where it inserts the words "other than the owner," just to clarify, to make sure that the owner still can go out and do a needed harvesting and those types of things on his own land. Just to clarify, it makes it easier to understand for everybody. With that, I would ask for passage of the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House then is the Jaspers motion to amend 1169BB. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks on 1169 as amended? Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the presentation of that bill, Representative Jasper said, used the phrase, years ago when I was a youngster. I'd just be curious to know how many years ago that was.
Was that a question? I wasn't. Representative Jasper's, there was a question there somewhere.
Well, it depends on when youngster years end. To me, it's a long time ago. To you, maybe not that many, Representative Hennies.
Further remarks, 1169. Representative Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for Representative Jaspers.
State your question.
Representative Jaspers, how many of these type of violations have occurred in South Dakota so far? And could you kind of update me on that?
Representative Jaspers, did you hear the question?
Yes, I did, Mr. Speaker. Representative Klochek and members of the body, at this time, like I said, the major groups of terrorism, I'm not aware of any, but the point of this is more preventative rather than reactionary. Like I said, I know SDSU, its research department, is on the hit list of many of these groups that perform acts of terrorism, and we just want to make prevention worth more than...
Representative Klochek, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Jasper.
Further remarks? Representative Van Norman.
Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Would this bill cover a situation where someone enters into a field, let's say their vehicle goes off the road and they accidentally or they intentionally, either way, damage some crop? Or?
Representative Jaspers, do you consent to answer that question?
Yes, I would, Mr. Speaker. Representative Van Norman. Well, on line four, the very first part of the first sentence in section one says, no person may willingly and knowingly, and if somebody veered off the road, I would contend that that would not be willingly unless, you know, it isn't our normal common practice to just steer off the road. And, you know, if it's an accident, it would not cover under this because they would not willingly be doing that.
Representative Van Norman, you have the floor.
Follow-up question of the sponsor. If that's the case, let's assume somebody willingly chop one down with a lawnmower or a tractor. Would that be covered by this act?
Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Van Norman, yes, if somebody intentionally, let's just say, for example, on some land that I own, if I was doing a research or a company or the university to ask me to do some product development research on my land, and somebody intentionally went out there and mowed off the crop, destroying the research and the crop, yes, that is what we want to get after here.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Klochek speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Klochek.
Yes, a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Jasper, say... I don't know, we'll pick somebody, Representative Richter or anybody would have their buffalo would get out into, say, SDSU's genetically modified crops or whatever, their research plot. And we had a choice to make, whether to run through them with the vehicles and destroy some of that crop to save the whole crop for the buffalo. What would happen in that situation?
Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Klochek and members of the body. That, again, would not be dealt with under this bill because although they knowingly are doing it, they are not willingly doing it. That type of an action would be covered as the last sentence of Section 1. They would still be acting in a reasonable and prudent manner, trying to minimize the damage that somebody's inadvertent act.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Animals getting out there inadvertently, they'd be acting in a reasonable and prudent manner to minimize the damage.
Representative Klochek, you still have the floor. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1169. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote on 1169 as amended.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, nays 2, excused 1.
House Bill 1169, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title?
Mr. Speaker?
Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move Title Amendment 1169 BTA.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the title amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Title is so amended and deemed agreed to.